Hello world, this is Meryl Chopra. I'm here to reflect on a conversation I had with one of my friends earlier today. Every day brings something new into my life, a new realization, a new insight, a new aha moment. And some of them I just can't help but share because I feel that they will shed some light on, you know, common issues that many people face in life. And I'm all about wanting to share the wealth of what I learn in my life with others. I don't believe in keeping things to myself, especially if it could benefit someone out there. I don't know if it will, but it might. And so it doesn't hurt to share. So I had dinner with a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a few months. And we were chatting about something that happened recently at work with a few colleagues. And so she was telling me the story about one of our, you know, our top guys in our department, and, you know, one of the lead bosses. And he and another coordinator, let's say, they were kind of going around looking at kind of spaces to possibly relocate or whatever it is they're doing. And so they happened to walk into a space that were occupied, where a meeting was going on, and the boss would have said a very derogatory statement to, you know, in reference to the person that he was in the room with, the person that, you know, he was scouting out the place with. And I guess between the two of them, there was this inside joke. So between the two of them, there was no harm done, no harm, no foul. But to the outside world and the people that were listening and observing, it would have been uncomfortable to hear, you know, a boss, you know, talking to someone the way they did, referring to them the way they did in public. And so it would have been very uncomfortable and maybe embarrassing for the bystanders, the people that are in the room. And so what's interesting about this story is that from my perspective, it's not something that's unusual, because for this particular boss, he's been known to have kind of a foul mouth, kind of big, derogatory, would, you know, shoot from the hip and would say things about women or his body, and sometimes uses a lot of sexual innuendos or undertone. And it's just the way he is known. And, you know, some people take it with a grain of salt, some people get upset about it, and some people laugh about it and whatnot. But that's just the way it is. And so I wasn't shocked or anything about to hear it. The shocking part for me was about the apology, right? So apparently after this incident happened, an apology was followed, an individual apology to people who were in that room, who witnessed the incident and heard the comment. An apology was made, and that really surprised me. So it surprised me in a shocking way, and I'm like, what? My response was, what? And then right away I'm like, oh, he must have been talked into it, you know, someone must have talked him into it, and someone must have told him that, you know, that wasn't appropriate and blah blah blah. Because historically, that hasn't happened in terms of, you know, derogatory statements or whatever. And so You know, my friend was saying, but it was great. Her response was, it was great that he did it. And I was still just hanging on the shockingness of it to see the greatness of it, to be honest. And so when I went home and reflected upon it, what I realized was this. Again, I saw him or this boss from the lens from which I've heard about and have seen him interact with people from. And from that lens, it was, the apology wasn't a genuine or apology, or it wasn't possible that he would have come up, you know, on his own free will to do something like that, or, you know, all of, so my judgment mind, the judgment mind would have perceived it from that perspective, you know, from, there's no way that, you know, that was possible, or it's like, I just was shocked about it. And so as I sat with it, I sat with it a little longer, it just popped into me, it just occurred to me that, wait a minute. After I calmed myself down, well, not calmed myself down. I didn't think about the conversation actually at all, even on my drive home. It was behind me. We had a very good, clean exchange. We were very attentive to one another. So I didn't come away feeling bad about the situation, except I came away with some questioning thoughts, I guess, about the incident and my reaction to it. And it just occurred to me that I saw through the lens of judgment as opposed to the lens of what reality was, how reality was presented itself. And so instead of just saying, wow, good for him, that was good, a good stand-up thing to do, you know, good on him. Instead of saying that and saying, like, that is great, I inserted a backstory. Oh, it must have been coached. He must have been talked into. He must have been talked out, you know, talked about it. Someone must have said to call them out on it, and he, you know, he felt bad, and so whatever. So what? Okay. Maybe all of those things happened. Maybe he didn't do it on his own free will. Or maybe he did. Only he would know the answer to that. But the thing that needs to be focused on is that he just friggin' did it. He friggin' did it. It takes a lot of courage to bring yourself to that level of acknowledgement. To acknowledge that you've done something wrong, you may have offended someone, may have made someone feel uncomfortable, may have questioned, made someone question your professionalism, whatever. It takes courage and brevity to admit that about oneself. And so the fact someone could have said, you know, hey, you should apologize, and he could have said no. But the fact of the matter is, he took it upon himself, or he chose to take action. He chose to, you know, bring attention to what he did and reflect upon it and apologize for it. And I think that, you know, that is the stuff heroes are made of. That is the stuff that confidence and brevity and professionalism, for that matter, that is the stuff our soul is made up of, is to be able to, you know, do stuff, make mistakes, own up to them, fess up and say, I made a mistake and I'm sorry. And I think it's a good thing, and I admire that he was able to do that, and I'm glad I was able to come and see that situation for what it is, as opposed to seeing it through the disingenuous lens I was putting upon it based on prior knowledge and prior knowing about this individual. So I think I wanted to share this because I think it's important to, you know, to hear how we come to conclusions, how we come to conclusions about people and individuals. And I think it's important to reflect on our behavior, our actions, or thoughts. Because they really do mean something, and they do really affect us, and they really can make a difference between, you know, our a happy outcome or a somber outcome or an unhappy outcome. And so I hope you found this useful. I certainly, you know, gained a lot from it myself. That insight was brilliant for me. Yeah, so thanks for listening. Bye for now.